Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Night Shift by Charlaine Harris. Narrated by Susan Bennett. The first suicide arrives one early October night. He is a middle-aged man with a scruffy beard. He parks his battered pickup in front of the Midnight Hotel. The 6 to midnight clerk, a junior college freshman named Marina DeSoto, later tells Deputy Ana Gomez that when she saw the pickup pull to the curb, she assumed the driver would come in to rent a room. Marina does not add that she had been a little excited at the prospect, since in the months she has worked at the hotel, only 6 people have asked for a room during her shift. Marina's hope is dashed pretty quickly. Peering out the glass door, she watches the man fall out of the pickup like he was drunk, she tells Deputy Gomez and Sheriff Arthur Smith. Since Gomez knows Marina's family, she also knows Marina is fully conversant with the behavior of drunk people.
What did he do then?
The deputy asks. He walked funny, kind of leaning, like a big magnet was pulling him into the middle of the crossroad, and then he... Marina's voice trails off, and tears roll down her face. She lifts her hand to her head, forefinger pointed and thumb cocked, and mimes pulling a trigger.
You saw this from the front desk? Smith asks.
He's checked the line of sight, and he's skeptical.
No, you can't see the whole intersection from the desk, Marina says immediately,
but not as if she's really thinking about the question.
I had gotten up and walked to the door to lock it after I saw him get out of the truck because he was acting so weird.
Smart, Gomez says. So he was just carrying a gun in his hand?
He pulled a gun out of his waistband, and he shot himself.
Gomez makes herself keep her eyes on Marina, though she's tempted to turn to look at the dark heap still crumpled by the road. An ambulance is waiting to take the corpse to the nearest medical examiner's office.
He didn't say anything. He didn't see him make a phone call,
Sheriff Smith says instead, going over ground already covered. He's seen a cheap cell phone in the man's shirt pocket.
No, sir, Marina tells him. He didn't do nothing but get out and shoot himself.
And she starts...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?